Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? When we're talking business, we're talking people. And recently, one of the radio shows, I was talking about a really simple concept and breaking business down in the simplest possible way. And that is, grow your people, grow your business, make a profit. Sounds simple, doesn't it? A little more complex than that, but that's breaking it down in just to a few words that really says everything. But when we talk about growing your people, are you really using the skills and talents of your employees? Most businesses hire people. They expect them to be there at a certain time. They're hiring their hands. They're hiring their ability to work. They're hiring to do tasks. But do they take the time to talk to their employees? Do they take the time to talk to people to observe what they're really good at? Do they put them in the right places to make sure that their skills are being used in the right way? You want your business to flourish. You want it to grow. It's because you are successful with the people that work for you. And to do that, you've got to really know those people. You've got to understand what really makes them tick. You have to understand what they like to do, what they don't like to do, what they're good at, what they need to be coached at, maybe you even need to send them off to a course in a computer skill or an engineer drafting skill or whatever the case happens to be. How are you going to develop your employees? How are you going to find out what they're thinking? How are you going to use their brains? Using their brains is the answer. We don't just want to hire their time. We don't want to take their time. We want to have them add all of their unique talents and skills to the business. When they add their unique talents and skills to the business, we are stronger. No question about it. You know, there are many different types of steel. Most people don't know that. They just think that steel is steel. But there are many additives, many different products that they put into steels, many different types of metals, depending upon what they want to use them for, depending upon how strong they want them. Your people can add strength to your business by using their skills and their abilities that you are going to help them develop, that you are going to recognize. You know, when we go to sell something to a prospect, we qualify the prospect. Are they the right people? Is it the right message that we're sending? Is it the right product? Is it the price in line? Is it competitive? But yet we don't take time to understand the people that work for us because there's so much more that they can add to the business than they do, only because they were absolutely compliant. They showed up. They were there on time. They left on time. They did a task. We want more than a task. We want them to enjoy their work. We want it to help develop them. We want to understand what they do well. And if we understand that and we help develop it and develop them and they are excited about coming to work because they're going to do something interesting, they stay. They don't leave. The company grows. You have a stable workforce, a stable, incredible workforce. So think about, recognize the talents of your employees. Don't forget to thank them once in a while. That's all important. Recognize what they do. Recognize how they do it. Appreciate them, and they will be productive for you and your company. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.